Good morning, Frank.
Michael, you're representing the Unite Union. You're going to be on strike tomorrow. Some people have been in contact with us saying not in a million years would they dream of pointing a finger at the bus drivers on this one. But they do feel, quite a few listeners feel, that they're going to be significantly inconvenienced tomorrow. There's no getting around that.
No, as you would know, Frank.
When I say no getting around it, I mean there's no getting around the argument that people are going to be significantly inconvenienced.
No, there isn't. It's very regrettable, but unfortunately necessary, and this is not a decision that we took lightly. Unfortunately, we had exhausted every avenue. We had been pleading and discussing with political parties for over a year, and now we feel we have no other choice but to withdraw our labour and support the rest of the public sector workers on their day of action. Because there are a number of reasons, Frank, that we are doing this. I know people will be inconvenienced, and that is regrettable. But this is for the future of jobs for the people who are at present in education. This is for the future of the health and social services. This is for the future and the well-being of the most vulnerable people in our society, because they are the people that are going to suffer from these cuts. If I could give you an example, TransLink have been forced, I say, and agreed by the political parties to put out to public consultation what they call a service optimisation. Now, what that actually means is they're going to assess most of the town services throughout Northern Ireland and either withdraw or severely cut them. I'm talking about Armagh, I'm talking about Bangor, Donaghadee, Bloom, I'm talking about Newton Ards, I'm talking about the Cumber, Crumlin, Ballycastle, Port Rush, Ballnahinch, Beaver, Dundrod, Lisburn, Omagh, Crossgar, Downpatrick, Carrickfergus, Strabane.
Sounds like the weather forecast, Michael. You know, the way you're talking, there'd be no buses anywhere.
No. But what they are going to do, Frank, is they're going to estimate when these buses are most needed, and then what they will do is they will sever where it's not used or it's the least used. Now, who is that going to affect? Well, that's going to affect our most vulnerable people here, the people that are disabled, the people that depend on public transport, and especially there is a political con going on and about to happen, because the politicians who need and depend on the people from 50 years onwards, they need their votes. So they're going to maintain senior citizen staff passes. But what they haven't told them is that they're going to assess and therefore withdraw the transport budget by an additional 13 million this year, an additional 13 million next year. So they will have a bus pass, but they won't have a bus to get on. And that is the con that is happening within the public, and especially the most vulnerable people.
Okay, so you feel you're justified in supporting the day of action tomorrow. Explain to me what you're going to achieve. What's the teacher who's off on tomorrow going to achieve, or the health worker going to achieve, or anyone else who's downing tools tomorrow? At the end of the day, when it comes tea time tomorrow, what will any striker have achieved?
Well, believe it or not, what we are trying to achieve is a common sense approach from the political parties who promised during their election veto that they would protect the welfare of all. Now, we're not just as public sector workers, because remember, they have done the financial analysation, and believe it or not, for every four public sector workers that may lose their jobs, be it redundant and job losses, one private sector worker will lose his. So this is actually for the public sector, the private sector, and the most vulnerable people. We're not just reacting. There are alternatives. We have the alternatives. The expertise is there. The corporation tax, what people think, is actually just a haven to bring a big company here and give them a tax haven. That is it. Will it introduce more jobs? The likelihood is not. What will it do? It will take an additional £350 million out of the block grant over the next few years. And that block grant is supposed to be for frontline services, our teachers in health, and a proper public transport. We have the alternatives to what they're doing now. But the political parties are afraid to stand up in Westminster and tell them their system is wrong and we are supporting the people who we represent.
Michael, you're obviously a very eloquent man. Michael Dornan, you're listening to from the Unite Union. You sound like a man who could probably stand for office and be elected. You certainly sound like a man who could represent an electorate on a public platform. But you haven't answered my question. With regards to everyone who's striking tomorrow, at the end of the day, what will they have achieved? I'll suggest to you what they'll have lost. They'll have all lost a day's pay. What will they have achieved?
Well, what they will have achieved is that they are actually fighting for the rights of people who aren't being represented properly. We need to send a message to the political parties. You need to have the strength to go to Stormont and say, we cannot impose these sanctions on the people. There is enough. The money is in the system, Frank. It's just not being correctly used. There has been.
Yeah, but you're going back to the point that, you know, you're raising an issue. The strike is going to achieve nothing tomorrow. That's the fact. History tells us, certainly recent history from the 1970s onwards, tells us that striking does not achieve anything. So people are going to lose a day's pay tomorrow. Out of interest, and I don't know what the situation is with you, Michael, but do you lose a day's pay tomorrow?
I do, Frank.
You're a working bus driver, so you lose a day's pay. Not every trade union representative is going to lose a day's pay tomorrow.
Well, I can't speak for every trade union, but I can tell you all the trade union representatives and members of the Unite Union will stand with their colleagues, will stand with our public sector workers, and they will lose their day's pay. But what I would say to you, Frank, is you're absolutely incorrect when you state what will it achieve. It will have achieved, I remember, 30th of November 2011, when we all stood together and we won the fact that we had changes made to the pension system, which is coming in 2015. If we had have rolled over and said nothing, then those changes, which will be to the benefit of people in the public sector when they come to retire, that would never have been achieved. So you're incorrect when you say these strikes mean nothing and achieve nothing.
With regards to, and that's hoping to debate and analysis what the strikes achieve or what they don't achieve, but I'm taking your point on it. With regards to the ballot that you carried out to strike, what percentage of your workforce wanted to strike?
Well, there was a postal ballot, and the postal result was around 35% of people sent that back. Now, 35% for a postal ballot is very good under the circumstances if you take into account that less than 35% of the vote still elected the political parties that exist at this moment in time. And out of the 35%, 64% of them voted to take the action.
With regards to 35%, 65%, my maths is never great, but 65% of the workers, even in TransLink, even the people who you often describe as hard-pressed, they weren't even interested in taking part in the ballot. 65% of them. In some other unions, it's 70 and 80% of the workers aren't interested in the strike. But you still press on with it because legally you're entitled to do. With just 24%, I think was the figure you give, 24% of the workers want to go on strike. And you will use, and you've already used it, the example of how many people it takes to get an MP or an MLA elected. But, you know, the turnout in Northern Ireland tends to be closer to 50%. It's not 35% or less. And with some of the unions, it's significantly less, the number of people who were prepared to express an interest. The vast majority of people are not interested in striking.
Well, I can tell you, Frank, from actually sometimes when we do postal ballots, sometimes because of the correct or incorrect address in the systems, they actually don't get to where they're meant to go. So 35% under them circumstances is a good return in regards the amount of postal ballots that are sent out. So we are comfortable enough. But the main fact is you can't get away from this argument. The system of what welfare is wrong. It is actually going to affect. There are people, 20,000, I'll give you the example, Frank, 20,000 people are going to take redundancy. A carrot has been dangled in front of them and they're going to take it. And fair play to them, good luck, but it's not their jobs to close down, because when they were taking those jobs as civil servants, they were glad that they were available. So people in secondary education all are sitting there hoping that in years to come, those civil servant jobs will be achievable, but they're not, they're gone. And who has done that? The political parties that have been elected. They've let the people of Northern Ireland down. And now the trade unions are standing up on their behalf to try and stop this mess and change the system, because the system's wrong, Frank.
But do you not agree that part of the system being wrong in Northern Ireland is the over-reliance on public sector?
No, not necessarily. That is not necessarily the truth. Everybody seems to actually jump onto the bandwagon of public sector, but public sector workers are a very important part of Northern Ireland. And believe it or not, the more you close public sector jobs, the more you actually reduce the amount of employment in the private sector. And believe it or not, these are decent jobs that people can aspire to so that they can have a quality of life. Not getting a job that pays something like the living wage, that's not no life, because believe it or not, it has an adverse effect, because the people that get these jobs and they take them off the unemployment list, they're only on the living wage and they're going to have to claim benefits anyway, because they haven't enough to give their kids education, to feed them for the proper health and education. This is a bad system and we need to change it, Frank.
And what about the people who are running small businesses tomorrow, or the people who are in the call centres who can't get to work, the people who really have appointments to meet and aren't going to be able to get there, those who would like to get to work but they can't go because there's nobody to teach their children? What do you say to all those people who are disadvantaged by your industrial action?
Well, I would say, as I have said, it is regrettable. It is a day of action. And the likelihood is there may be more to come in the future if we don't get this system changed. But this strike on the long term is for their benefit. We are trying to benefit a lot of people over the last few days, and I've been on various media programs, and they have been upset because they're going to be disadvantaged, but they have all been fully supportive because they need the transport, they need the proper health, and they need the money going to the frontline services and not going through the bureaucracy of management and administration, because half of it's gone. We need a new system. We need the whole system changed, looked at, and we need political parties with the courage to do so on our behalf.
Okay, Michael Dornan, thanks for coming on. Thank you, thank you. Michael Dornan from the Unite Union, very much representing the bus drivers with his position. But do you agree with Michael on what he's saying? He's saying that people are supporting him, people that he's liaising with, even if they're disadvantaged tomorrow, they're going to be supporting him. Love to hear from you. 90 333 105. Are you fully supporting the strike, and indeed the idea of further strikes in the future? Is it something that you're saying, good on them, go for it, it's about time that someone did something? Or do you feel, I'm actually disadvantaged tomorrow, I can't get through my normal routine, the children aren't being educated, the hospital department that I was expecting to go to isn't open, the bus isn't available to take me to wherever I wanted to take my friends on a day out, or whatever. Do you fully support the initiative, or indeed are you questioning it? I'd like to hear from you. 90 333 105.